Even though we played, you know, great offense, great special teams, and excellent defense, we just don't want to be any more close games. Our offense is doing an excellent job of executing, but as Coach would say, you know, maybe we have to finish drives a little more and continue to get off the field on third down, but not a repeat for performance as far as on the scoreboard, as far as what the scoreboard projects. So.
Had enough excitement.
Yeah. I mean, Coach said, you know, we must hate him because we keep taking him through all these changes as far as these close games. But, I mean, it's great for the fans. I mean, it's one of these games that you can't quite turn off. You have to actually, you know, watch it to the bitter end. But at the same time, you know, you don't want to be in too many of those games because at some point you may end up on the losing end of that side.
You guys will be facing two big runners this weekend now. And the last couple of weeks you faced one big runner. Now you got two big guys. Are you preparing differently for these guys for your deep run?
Well, no, we're not preparing any different than we prepare for anybody during the week. And I wouldn't just say it was just one big runner. I mean, you know, the Lynch kid in Buffalo, he's a young kid, but he ran pretty hard. So you talk to the NFL, you know, everyone runs hard and everyone's a big runner. So the thing is to go out there and try to be consistent against the run.
Offense has yet to explode. You see the potential. Obviously, the goal is not to let them have their breakout week here.
Well, you don't want them to have a breakout week here, but I mean, Garrett is a great quarterback. He's taken over from Leftwich, and now he has his moment to shine. So, of course, you know, they probably going to come in and execute against us, run the ball, pass the ball. I mean, I expect to see different looks from the team, but they're going to be prepared, and so are we.
Why do you think they are struggling to score points so much?
You know, I don't know. It may be finishing drives. You know, you can move the ball up and down the field, but once you get in the red zone, if you can't put that ball in for seven, I mean, it becomes really, you know, tough for you. But they've shown the potential of being able to move the ball up and down the field. So it's just consistency.
Not really with the rushing attack, though, which has been a strength of theirs for years.
Well, but now you have a different challenge now. Here's a team that's been known for years for, you know, rushing the ball to score touchdowns. Now they have a double threat now. Now they can rush the ball and they can pass the ball. So now they give you two things you have to actually defend against.
Well, it's 11 guys out there. How much priority are you taking the fact that secondary is really giving up nothing?
That our secondary?
Oh, yeah.
You have to take, you know, pride in that. But I guess, in a sense, that's a given, you know, considering the guys we have in the secondary plan. But this is a team game. We win and lose as a team. So no one group is just going to be like, okay, we get all the glory. So, I mean, it's a team game.
Nick, how often is the term, how in the world do we win both those games, crossed your mind in the last few days?
Well, I know people talk about, you know, our age on this team as far as looking overall offensive, defensively. But I would say experience, because sometimes you get in situations like that with young teams and they don't know how to fight and, you know, try to pull out the win. But we have enough guys here who've been in that situation before. So, you know, we know what it takes to win. Some teams, I've actually spoke to a couple of guys, and they talked about previous teams that they've been on. You know, when something happened like, you know, the onside kick, you know, teams say, you know, here we go again, and then they take that losing mentality. We've been here before. We've been in tough games where, you know, the defense had to stop them. Our offense was not clicking on all cylinders. So we've been there before. So we have enough veterans on this team to kind of pull ourselves out of that hole.
Is it almost a benefit to have these kinds of games, even though I know everyone's disappointed that you're not winning by 15-20? Does it almost help?
I think it does, especially when you talk about, I know it's kind of early, but if you talk about the postseason, because when you figure that you get in the postseason, every team at that point know that if they lose that game, they're going home. So everyone's going to put their best special teams, defense, and offense on the field, and it may be one of those games where it's a slugfest. It's like a baseball score, 9-6. So you have to prepare yourself to be able to win those type of games.
It seems like this game is coming up sets up like the last two, because Jacksonville's played a couple of close, low scoring games.
Well, I've been here for a while, and every time we played Jacksonville, it's always been a close game, you know, more of a defensive-minded game. So, to me, I expect it to be that same type of game, and it might be another one of those baseball-type scores, or as you guys call it, an ugly win. So, but it really doesn't matter. The only thing that matters at the end of the day is that the fact that who has a W and who has an L. So,
Nick, do you think teams are going to, because of the strength of your secondary, you're going to try to test the run a little bit, maybe more unbalanced than they would?
You know what? I think it may be the total opposite, because you think, well, hey, the secondary is doing such a great job. Maybe run the ball a little more. But no, it's like, okay, well, yeah, the secondary is doing a great job. Let's not let them get full of themselves. Okay, let's make them earn everything that everyone says that they are or they believe they are. So I think it would probably be the total opposite of just running the ball on us.
When you look at the discrepancy, though, where you guys rank against the pass as opposed to the run, that's a pretty big discrepancy. That's pretty rare. Is that an anomaly for just two games into the season, or is that an issue that you guys have to really address and really work on?
Well, I think it's not a huge issue. It's just a matter of fact of having guys, you know, do their job and not try to do someone else's job, because during the course of a play, you say, okay, well, I can beat this tackle possibly across his face, but maybe that's not your job. So to me, it's just like basic stuff. Play your gap, play defense, and don't try to do anyone else's job. It's not like, okay, we don't have the guys who are not willing to go out there and land on the line and actually tackle. It's just the fact of every guy playing your responsibility and no one else's.
White says in the paper that you guys are still learning what Jim wants to do. I mean, is that an absolute fact? I mean, is this still in the week three a learning
base? Well, you have to figure, okay, you know, you put in your basic package. Right. But throughout the week or throughout the season, things change from time to time. You have to figure you don't put everything. You put your basic stuff in. So you may pull something out from page 200 that you've yet to run. But this week against this opponent, this might work this week. So you're still kind of working out kinks. And once again, it's only second or now third week of the season. So it's kind of early.
Nick, you have so much youth and inexperience on the defensive line. How much will an in-shape Simeon Rice, which I think we're going to see here in the next week or two, how much will he elevate the defense?
I think as far as Simeon is concerned, I mean, it's great to have a guy like that here, because having, you know, him, you know, Coach Tim and Jarvis, I mean, sometimes, like I say, you can't pay for that type of experience and that type of knowledge. So it's great having him here, but at the same time, like I answered your question earlier, going through those tough games, give the young guys that experience, because come playoff time, that's going to become really, really important.
Completely unrelated question. You came from out of high school, out of Florida, right out of Miami. What separates guys from that state versus guys from the other 49?
Well, talent. that is the big one, the big T. It is the Sunshine State, so we have a sun, you know, predominantly for.
Can run around year-round.
Year-round, and we have fall, spring jamborees, where some people may only have just, hey, the regular season to prepare. That's just like saying, okay, well, what does, you know, the northern states have over Florida as far as basketball? They play it all the time. They're always on the playground. So I guess that would be, you know, our advantage, sort of like a California. The weather's always great, so you have the potential to play more football games.
Between college and high school, guys, it's almost one quarter of the roster here.
I should tell you a lot, shouldn't it? And you know what? And it's funny you say that, because there was a discussion in here early this morning between Sam Adams and Elvis Dumerville about Florida in comparison to Texas. So we were talking about how many Florida guys or who played at Florida schools that are on this team. So that must tell you a lot. You know, you want to win, you know, you get some Florida guys on your team. Hey, you know.